Welcome to the Ideal Investor Show. This is the podcast where we help you challenge your mindset and discover where you are. Tired of stories about other people's success? We can help you change your life, determine your time freedom point, and join us on the journey to financial success. Let's go. Hey, hello, everybody. I hope you're doing well. Welcome back to the Ideal Investor Show. Today, we have another relatively short episode, but something important. And I know your mind is probably saying, well, we just went through tax season. I don't want to hear anything about taxes. But I wanted to bring you something because you might be able to actually prepare for that. And this is something that is related to the 2024 taxes. So not right now, but, you know, like when you file your next taxes in the spring of 25. And there have been some changes. And I want to say, Chaley, thank you for sharing them. She sent an article out to her community, which I'm part of, where she made us aware of all kinds of different regulatory and law changes, and especially the ones related to taxation in residential real estate when we are the investors that could theoretically affect us. And obviously, most of the taxation stuff is always related to the local jurisdiction, so you cannot necessarily be sure that everything I'm going to tell you about is really affecting you personally with your investments. But I want you to at least check with your CPA or your turnkey provider, or if you're part of our community, then check with me and we can look it up for you depending on where your property is. But there are three things that I wanted to bring to you and want to point out that are relevant to taxation. The first one is, and you're probably not going to be surprised about that, is that there have been a whole lot of changes in the laws and rules and regulations about how are property taxes calculated. And you can imagine how and why that is. Number one, a lot of the jurisdictions where it's like the county assessor is the person who is determining how much should the property tax for every property in the county be. I'm only aware of California, where they have a law that says you don't even have to speculate. As long as you know that the value of houses has gone up by more than 2%, then the maximum you can increase the property tax is 1.9%. And that's the law, and it's been on the books for like 25 or more years, and that's how it is. In almost all other jurisdictions, the property tax is based on the current market value of the house. So we just had a case with one of our clients in our Ideal Wealth Grower community who had bought a house 3 years ago for about 115,000, I think it was. And we were discussing how it has actually developed and, you know, his cash flow and those kind of things. And in the process, we jumped on Zillow and looked real quick what they say in their so-called sestimate, what the house is worth. And we didn't take the lowest and we didn't take the highest, but the middle point meant the house is now worth $150,000. So in 3 years, it basically increased by something like 25%. Now, guess what? The tax assessor in that location knows that too. And it's not just this one house. It's probably most of the houses of that type. It's like a three-bedroom, two-bath house. So what are they going to do? They're going to say, okay, we can also go on Zillow. We can look that this house is probably at least $140,000 or $150,000, and we want to have the property tax on that value and not on the $115,000 that one of our clients paid. So depending on what the rules say, some rules used to say, and I can obviously tell you for thousands of counties across the country what every single one is saying, but it used to also include that, yes, they can reevaluate it. Yes, they can adjust it to the market value or market rate, but from the current level, like the 2023 level, they cannot just jump it unlimited. So in most places, it used to be you cannot increase it more than 10%. But some of these rules have changed. So rather than being surprised, I want to encourage you to go to your property management organization and ask them if they can look up for any changes in the codes and rules and calculations for the property tax of your properties. So then you can also use that information to decide how much you might want to or have to increase the rent so that you have money coming in to cover for that difference. So that's one. The other one is for capital gains taxes. The federal government has made some changes. And I mean, I'm not really surprised. What they're actually emphasizing, what they want to see, is that people are investing in residential real estate for the long term. So what were most of the changes? Well, they obviously know that people are out there who can also, not just turnkey providers, but just regular people who are really good with their hands and have a whole tool shop, like handyman and stuff like that. And they go out and they find, like I always say, the ugly duckling in a nice neighborhood, and they buy it and then they renovate it. And let's say the renovation takes 6 or 7 months to finish. And this is not that unusual. And let's say they buy something for $80,000 and they put $50,000 in and then they sell it for $180,000. Right. So what the government would say your capital gains win is between the 80 that you put in and the 180 you sold it for. So you made $100,000 profit. And it used to be that it was taxed the same way like somebody who bought a house and then sold it 10 years later. They changed those rules. And it really, for our community, only applies if you, for some reason, have a situation where you bought something and you want to sell it relatively shortly after you bought it, for whatever the reason might be. So in that case, your capital gains tax might be higher than you anticipated. And I think this is actually an interesting thing, and I would love to do more about it, but I have to admit I haven't really been able to do much. And I'm always surprised that in the locations where we find these really well-performing, high-performing properties, that the turnkey providers aren't doing more about it. I hope they will change it in the future. So what am I talking about? What I'm talking about are energy efficiency measures, right? So to say, okay, we increase the insulation for the house. We put better windows in so that not so much heat can escape. We put solar panels on the roof. We put battery system into the garage, because if you really think about it, most people go to work during the day. They're not using the appliances and the heater or cooler or all those kind of stuff during the day. But if they have a solar system on the roof and a battery in the garage, during the day when they're at work, the solar system can generate all the electricity. And when they come home from work, then the battery is full and they can use everything without having to pay anything to the utilities. Right? So the government is giving incentives for putting these energy efficiency and energy conservation systems into your house. And that's what I meant, right? I would love to see turnkey providers who say, yes, we do the renovation, but we're also doing these energy efficiency things in the houses, because you and I, we want to buy these houses for the long run. We're not buying them just for a year or two. We want to hold them for 10, 20, 30 years, right? And so modern energy saving systems will help us, right, from having a better house, but it also helps the tenants. Which tenant wouldn't like to have it that they don't have to have to pay an electricity bill? And if they ever in the future, and I'm sure this is coming in 5 years, we will all consider this to be totally normal that people drive electric cars. Well, if you have a battery system for the solar system in your garage, you can also charge your car from the surplus energy, right? So forth and so forth. So what is actually happening, what the new tax law in a sense is that there are tax incentives if you add any kind of these energy efficient systems to your house. And it works in two ways. Certain systems like solar and batteries and stuff like that, you can actually apply a discount from the government when you buy the system. Literally, you go to a company and say, hey, like Tesla, for example, they put a roof, a solar roof and a battery system all integrated on. And that system gets a certain deduction from tax money from the government. And then the other thing is, obviously, it costs money to put that system in, so it's an expense. And this is an expense for the company that owns your house, which is one of your LLCs, right, that you have underneath your mother LLC in your series LLC structure. And so there is an expense that you can basically depreciate over time. Just like you have the whole house and you can depreciate it for 27 and a half years, those additional systems that add value to the house, you can also depreciate over time as an expense. So keep an eye on that. If you want to improve the value of your house, then think about these additional new incentives that the government came out. And they come out of, and that's why I mentioned them in this context, they come out of the tax law. Because most of them are basically tax incentives that, or budgets that pay for these incentives. So I think this is actually pretty good, and it's something to be aware of. And right now, when we're still kind of like in the early parts of the year, you can kind of plan for it and look for it and make sure that you're prepared for it and not get surprised when tax time comes around next year. So I hope this was valuable. If you want to talk about it, if you want to see what properties we have and how you might actually combine a property that we have curated with energy efficient systems and stuff, then please go to idealinvestorshow.com. Find the button that says book a call and get in touch, and then we talk about it. And if that's not the right moment for you right now, the minimum I would like to ask you to do is download this episode and many episodes before, and please give us a rating, because that really helps the show and get more attraction to the show, and that ultimately helps all of us. So I hope you can do this. Be well, stay safe, and I talk to you tomorrow.